The problem is just a line in the ballot proposition ordinance stating that the money raised by the new tax would be included in the calculation of local support for the schools per state law, where it might have the unintended effect of diverting funding from classrooms into extracurriculars. That's an oversight, according to Assemblymember Rebecca Himshute, who sponsored the ordinance. She cleared things up with the school board at its meeting on June 1st. This money is intended to land outside the state funding formula and directly support student participation in sports and activities.
It's really important to the Assembly, or at least to the three co-sponsors, that these funds be supplemental to the district's existing effort. So our expectation is that the district will continue with current funding levels and will be adding to. And the ultimate goal, obviously elusive but worthy, will be to make school activities, if at all possible, free and open to everyone.
Himshute said that the problem language would be deleted from the draft ordinance with the approval of the rest of the Assembly. Another likely change will be eliminating the highest proposed tax rate of 10% on marijuana and capping it at 8%. Sitka already charges a sales tax, which alternates seasonally between 5 and 6%. Cannabis products would be exempt from the regular sales tax if voters approve the ballot measure. Himshute said this made the new consumer tax easier to bear for the cannabis industry in Sitka.
We're hearing from the three companies we've been talking with. One company has been very supportive. One company has become supportive through the changes that we're making, and we're not really hearing from the third company.
Okay.
And when I say very supportive, they understand the need for activities,
right,
and targeting, using this as a means to that end is something they're supportive of.
Taxing marijuana is complicated. Outgoing school board president Andrew Hames recalled serving on the Marijuana Advisory Committee in 2016 and learning how excess taxes might make legal cannabis uncompetitive with the existing illegal market.
And at that time, there was so much concern by people who were looking to starting a business at being burdened down with taxes and not being able to, number one, be competitive with the black market, and number two, be sustainable with, you know, just the amount of expenses because of the nature of the product. They didn't have the same tax write-offs, you know, everybody knows. But then so they were really hesitant, which at the time surprised me, because one of the main reasons for legalizing was we can tax this and we're not taxing it at all right now. And so, but then the thought was, let's get things up on their feet and then we can revisit this a few years down the road.
Hames said that he was pleased that the Assembly was now pursuing the idea. Funding student activities has been a difficult problem over the last couple of decades. Travel costs are huge, and students and families are asked to both fundraise for activities and pay fees that have grown so large that equity is a serious concern. The school board has explored solutions over the years, formed parent committees without any major breakthroughs. Board member Paul Ryu thought the consumer tax on cannabis products was the first real opportunity in a while.
As much as I hate to see new taxes, I was thinking back to what Mike commented a few months ago about, you know, possibly looking around at the good old days, and we're looking at situations with, you know, rising costs and stagnant, if not declining, revenues. And if we're not working as a community to solve those problems before they reach our doorstep, then they're just going to run us over.
Both board members Blossom Teal Olson and Todd Gebler liked the proposal. Gebler said his knee-jerk reaction was that any revenue stream would be welcome. Assemblymember Himshute encouraged board members to speak to the proposed ballot proposition at the Assembly's next meeting on June 14th. She reminded the board that sales tax revenues were on the rise overall in Sitka, and that replacing the sales tax on cannabis with a slightly higher tax to benefit students wouldn't be seen as unfair to the sector.
And we do always have to acknowledge the risk of black market when we increase taxes on this industry. So I guess there's a certain level of faith and trust in Sitkins to do the right thing. There won't be a huge bottom line difference to most people in town who are using marijuana products.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.